Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, everybody. I'm wearing my shirt that says failure is fiction. Failure is fiction. And we're talking about taking action today. Staying active, taking action, moving forward. And one of the takeaways is going to be that failure is absolutely fiction. Let me hit you with this. We're at law number 4 of going from average to savage. Law number 4 in leveling up your life in any area is taking action. We talked about number 1, supreme accountability. What is your truth? We talked about law number 2, going all in, showing extreme commitment. Law number 3 is vision. Where do you want to go? Most people have no idea. What is your vision? And now number 4, that we've stacked up those 3, we are ready to take massive consistent action. Let me hit you with something. I'm still working on it, but I want you to visualize this. Action is the staircase that leads from fear to freedom. If you visualize a staircase, and at the bottom of the staircase is when you're at your most bottom, myself included, that's when we're fearful. At the top of the staircase is freedom. To get there, obviously you need to walk up the stairs, as we all know, take the stairs, love doing that. Tag me in any posts when you're taking the stairs on Instagram. I love sharing that. But action is the staircase that will lead you out of fear and up to freedom. I'll give you a perfect example. I did a podcast on this. I went skydiving for the first time just over a year ago, went this for the second time just a few weeks ago. I am deathly afraid of heights, or I was deathly afraid of heights because it does not feel like that aligns with me anymore. I'm overcoming that fear. How do you do it? You go up 2 times into an airplane and jump from 14,000 feet and have the time of your life for 90 seconds, pull a parachute, and then have more excitement as you twirl your way down to the ground. The whole thing is exhilarating. I would go get in a heartbeat. You email me, DM me if you're around Pittsburgh. I'm definitely going to go at least once a year minimum. I'm debating even more than that because it's incredible. And the one word I used after the first jump, and especially after the second one I just did in Florida, was freedom. Your feet come off of that plane and you jump. You're not thinking about your mortgage, your rent, your phone bill, an issue at work, a past relationship. You're thinking about that moment and you're ultra present. And to me, if you're ultra 1000% present in a moment, that's freedom. That, my friends, is freedom. How do you go from fear to freedom? For me, what was the fear? Afraid of heights. Freedom is, obviously, in this scenario, not being afraid of heights, pushing through, breaking through that barrier. Jumped out of an airplane twice, went bungee jumping once. That fear, that staircase is the bungee jump, is the skydiving, is the high ropes course at Savage Adventure Camp. That's the staircase that's leading me to freedom. I don't think I'm ever at the top of the staircase because I love the climb and it's fun to know there's always more. But I can tell you this, in my staircase from fear to freedom regarding my fear of heights, I'm getting closer to the top of the staircase than I am down to the bottom. I'm over halfway up this thing and it's fun. Taking action is the cure-all. That can take you from fear to freedom. Now, I want to give you one specific exact takeaway, and I have a silly way of saying it. I just gave a speech recently, and I brought this up, and we were spitballing ideas of what to call it, and I'll tell you in a second. But the idea to consistently take action, how can you get yourself to take action every day? I believe one way to do that is voluntary daily discomfort. And one guy during the speech said, VDD, that's it, VDD, voluntary daily discomfort. What does that mean? It means exactly what it sounds like. Every single day, it may last 3 seconds. It may be as simple as saying hello to somebody in the elevator because you're scared to death to say something and you want to in that moment. Now remember, you should only be taking the elevator down. We take the stairs up, if capable. But in all honesty, if you take small daily actions where they're out of your comfort zone, and that comfort zone is different for everybody, then over time, you're going to build this muscle of, wait a minute, I can do something that I don't really want to do every day? I mean, the obvious thing for me, especially in the wintertime here in Pittsburgh, is cold exposure. I'm running 45 minutes outside, no shirt on, never want to do it, feel unstoppable after I do it. Same thing with the cold plunge. After I break through the ice when it's 4 degrees outside, you jump in there, it's horrible for 2, 3, 5 minutes. Then you get out and you feel unstoppable. But if you do that every day, it builds this muscle that when something comes up throughout the course of my day, and now I used to think, I don't know if I can handle this. Now I think, wait a second, I was running at 4:45 in the morning without my shirt on and it's 6 degrees outside. That's brutal. Returning this client call, that's not difficult now. Now it looks so easy to do that because I already knocked out the VDD, the voluntary daily discomfort. And when you're taking action and you're consistently taking action, it snowballs over time and you become a different human being. It's amazing. I interviewed a woman, I mentioned her recently. She's now a triathlete for the USA Women's, I think it's called Masters Division Triathlon. She competes for the United States of America in this Masters Division. She started out, I believe it was 6, 7 years ago, could not walk to her mailbox and back without being out of breath. So what did she do? She took action, walked to the mailbox 2 times one day, then 3 times. Then she did a slow jog to the mailbox once, then twice, then 5 times, then 10, then 20. Then she got a bike. Then she liked to swim. So she thought, why not triathlon? Boom. Years later, I think it took her 3 or 4 years. She's on the USA Women's Masters Triathlon team. Taking small actions, that voluntary daily discomfort, help you take action towards doing anything that's difficult. And you need to figure out what's difficult for you. What makes you uncomfortable? Because what makes me uncomfortable and what makes you uncomfortable could be totally different. I'll give you another example. Put a couple things on your calendar that get you way out of your comfort zone if you want to really grow and really take action and really overcome this fear of anything. If you've heard the podcast, failure is fiction. I think it helps us overcome fear because if you believe that failure is fiction, I believe I proved it, or I tried to in that podcast episode talking about that 5X Ironman that I did not complete. And I walked away smiling and I could not figure out why. And the takeaway was that failure doesn't even exist. Failure does not exist. You get dumped 8 times. If you never try again, you're done. If that 9th person could be the love of your life, or the 12th person, or the 19th person. Consistent action, daily discomfort, voluntary daily discomfort, and realizing that failure is fiction. I remember years ago, I tried to become a sponsored athlete in men's physique. I wanted that really bad. Somebody that would I could sponsor with a product that I really liked, a message that I stood for, and that would potentially send me to these different places so I could be a spokesman for them as well as compete in physique on stage. I sent over 250 emails, calls, DMs, whatever it was. Back then, I think it was all Facebook. And I got 2 responses out of 200. I think it was like 270 some that I reached out to. 2 responses. And I ended up signing with one of them. but it took 200, over 250. What if I stopped at 248 emails? The last two could have been the two that I completely missed out on. So if you think the first 248 were failures, you may stop. I don't think they were failures. That was just one more that didn't work. Let's find another one. It's like Einstein. He didn't fail. He just found hundreds or thousands of ways that didn't work. Stick with it. Keep taking action. Keep doing that VDD, voluntary daily discomfort. Keep taking action. That is law number four in the average to savage philosophy, this savage mentality. You have to consistently take action. Much love. We will see you all next week. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.